I think when we get past the first of the year and we see some snow outside and it gets cold, we think that things are going to change. And then we see these huge, gigantic red signs that suddenly appear out of nowhere. And we know now that it's time for Jump Fest. And in fact, this year is the 98th annual Salisbury Ski Jumps. And with me today is someone who knows more about these than probably anyone else on the planet right now, Willie Hallahan. How are you today?
Good, Michael. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be back.
So Jump Fest, 98 years.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Amazing. Yeah. Ski jumping is quite a sport. It's had quite a history, both worldwide and in Connecticut. And you know, it goes back around here to the 1920s. It's serendipitous, really, that basically one man caused everything to happen up until the 98th year. This man, John Satry, came into town. He immigrated from Norway along with his brothers and some other people. He got a job because unemployment was so high in Norway. Anyway, his passion was ski jumping, and to show the local people, the Salisburyans, what he did, he climbed up on a barn roof in the wintertime and skied off the edge of the roof and landed safely. And everybody was so blown away that they built a rudimentary jump, and we've been jumping ever since. Everything sprung from that moment. And over the years, over the decades, we've hosted national ski jumping events, regional ones. Roy Sherwood, a hometown boy, went to the 1956 Olympics. Larry Stone, another hometown boy, jumped and went on to an illustrious career of coaching at Lake Placid. So we have a long, long history of ski jumping here, and it's never more evident than every year in February when we host Jump Fest. And Jump Fest is a three-day event. It's a Friday night, a Saturday, and Sunday. Ski jumpers come from other places in the East. There are about six of us now. Lake Placid and Brattleboro and Hanover, New Hampshire. And basically the best jumpers in the East come to Jump Fest for 3 days of jumping. And the 3 days are different. They're different. They have different personalities, I like to say. Like Friday night of Jump Fest, that's February 2nd. What I like to think is the kind of the rock and roll day. The jumpers have, it's kind of a fun event for them. They're target jumping. We paint a big bullseye on the landing hill. The jumpers try to land on it for prizes. There's no judging. They're not jumping for distance or points or anything. All they're doing is trying to jump on the bullseye. And it's a fun event for them. And we're doing it under the lights. It's a very cool venue. If you've never been to over to Satry Hill, where the ski jumps are held, it's a very, very cool place, especially so at night. And then after the ski jumping, the target jumping is over, we have this very cool, rarely seen event called the Human Dog Sled Race. And people come just for that because it's a gas. It's six-person teams. Five people pulling a sixth person on a sled that they design, and it's the sleds can be as simple as an inner tube or as elaborate as a make-believe fire engine. We've seen all kinds of different manifestations, and we're always looking for teams.
That's right.
At the end of this interview, I can tell you how people can get information about everything. But anyway, that's done after the target jumping. And we have bonfires. This is all 3 days. We have bonfires. We have craft beer for sale. Great Falls from Canaan pours beer. We SOAR, the after-school enrichment program, sells hot toddies. People ring their bells. It's a party-like atmosphere, and it's just a fun, fun time. That's Friday night. Then Saturday is serious ski jumping for the jumpers. It's the Salisbury Invitational. That's our own tournament. Very prestigious. We've held it for decades. And the same jumpers, again, jump there for trophies. Saturday evening is the Snowball. That's held at the Grove now. That's a rock and roll get-together. Steve Dunn Band plays. It's great music, great time. And then Sunday of Jump Fest is the Eastern Ski Jumping Championships. This is the most important jump of the 3 days, and the jumpers are vying for a spot on the junior national team. This is very important to them. They're going to be jumping their A games for sure, because it's to be named to the junior national team is just a step closer to the Olympics. And by the way, I tell people all the time in every interview that when you come to Salisbury during Jump Fest, you will see future Olympians. They're that good. They're young people, some as young as 12, and up to 19 or so, a little older. But some of them you will see. It's like a AAA farm team baseball game. You go there and you know that you'll see future major leaguers there somewhere. Same thing here. You'll see future Olympians jumping in Salisbury. And it's happened over and over again over the years. So it's unlike anything people have ever seen. I tell people, if you haven't seen ski jumping live, you just haven't seen it, because the people will tell me, oh, yeah, I used to watch the wide world of sports, you know, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. I've seen ski jumping on TV, the Olympics. If you haven't seen it live, you haven't seen it. We have a 70-meter hill. These jumpers are exiting the takeoff at 50 miles an hour. They're traveling up to 200 feet through the air. When you're right there, you hear the skis slapping on the landing hill and watch them come to a stop, and everybody's cheering and ringing their cowbells, and they're standing next to the bonfires. It's not only is the ski jumping a surreal experience, but the ambiance is unlike anything you've experienced in the wintertime. It's just a great place to go. I walk through the crowds when I have a chance those 3 days, and everybody's always smiling. They're happy. They're thrilled to be there, and it's just a great place to be. It's February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, the Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets are $15 a person for adults, and children 12 and under are free. All the time. We try to attract young people there because we also teach ski jumping. We have a ski jumping team, and we're always looking for youngsters who want to get out and participate in the outdoors in the wintertime, and that's a good way to do that. And if you have any questions about the timing or the price or location or anything like that, you can go to our website, jumpfest.org. That's JUMPFEST.org. And you can pretty much find out anything you need to know about it, including how to join the human dog sled team if you want to. And you can email us. There's a place to email us, info.jumpfest.org, if you have any questions. And I'll probably be the one to get in touch with you. So it's a 3-day event. It's our 98th year. We know what we're doing at this point. We put on a great show, and it's a great entertainment and a very singular experience if you've never seen it before.
Yeah, you can no doubt that anything you watch on TV is never as good as seeing it in person.
Yeah, and if you really wanted to go, but for some reason you can't, we have people from Salisbury who jumped as children, and now they live throughout the country and even the world. Or for one reason or another, you don't want to go out outside, we will be live streaming this event. You can go to, again, jumpfest.org, and there will be a button there. There's not one yet, but there will be one you can just press and stream all 3 days for free.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, everything on the website, I'm sitting here looking at it while you've been talking, and you can get all the details. And I have
isn't
to say...
That, isn't that video something?
The video is crazy. It's been running and running for me, and myself, I'm not an outdoor winter person and all that, but I am a rocket enthusiast, and fortunately in my life, I've actually seen the launch of a rocket. I saw Saturn V go off when I was younger.
Oh, wow.
And that's the same kind of an experience. You can watch it on TV all you want. But until you stand there and you feel the power and everything, which has to be the same thing that you're... When I look at these guys, first off, I would be scared to death to do what they're doing.
Oh, for sure.
God bless them for that.
When they're standing, if you've ever stood at the top of the tower of the 70-meter, you're 350 feet off the ground where the crowd stands. The in-run, that's the ramp that they jump off of, is 300 feet long. Like I said earlier, when they exit the takeoff, they're going 50 miles an hour, and a really good jump is 200 feet long. And they're landing on a surface. It's snow, but it's been groomed and packed so hard that it's like your kitchen countertop in terms of smoothness and hardness. So they're hitting that at 50 miles an hour, and it takes them another 300 feet to stop. And you get a sense of all that when you're there, but no other way can you feel that.
Yeah. And, you know, as you talk about that, too, the preparations, because lately this winter has been kind of odd. That's the only way I can describe it.
Boy, has it ever. And the thing is, Michael, we pay attention to the weather and the temperatures, of course, because we have to.
Absolutely.
It is always odd. Every year it's odd. January is the quirkiest month you can imagine when it comes to temperatures and precipitation. Every year we have this warm spell. It can be 2 weeks sometimes where it's 50. The dandelions are coming up out of the ground. And then we may have made snow ahead of time and kept it for our junior jumping. But then we start to worry a little bit. Oh, it's getting closer and closer to jump fest. And then the weather will turn. Like on a dime, it turns to the teens. We need 28 degrees or lower to make snow.
And when we make it
in a pile. We have the advantage of not having to move it too far, compared to, say, Mohawk Mountain, where they have to move snow all over acres and acres of property. We just have to cover the landing hills and so forth. So when we can make snow, we make it into a mountain. And that mass will stay. If it warms up, or even if we have a couple of days of rain, we don't lose too much of it because it's this big, cold mountain of ice. And then we move it around when we absolutely have to. So our guys have gotten very good at that, too.
Yeah, and imagine over the years you do. So have you started those preparations yet, or is that yet to come?
You can. In fact, if you scroll down on the homepage, you'll get to the point. You can see our webcam. You can see a picture of what it looks like right now in real time. And what you don't really get a sense of is how high that mountain of snow is in the foreground. It's huge. We probably have enough snow right now.
It does look that way.
And we still have days to and nights to make snow, but we just keep making it. We also have constructed in the last couple of years, a small cross-country route because there's a cross-country element to a ski jump competition. It's called the Nordic Combined, when some athletes will both ski jump and compete in the cross-country. So we have an area for that. And, of course, we need quite a bit of snow for that, too. But I would say we're pretty much there, and it's going to warm up a little later in the week. May have some rain or something, I'm not sure, but we'll be fine. What's really nice is to have snow throughout the land because if it's a brown winter, like we're having more and more, people look out the window and say, they won't be jumping.
You know? Right,
Some people don't even know that we make our own snow, but we do.
Exactly. You don't think about an operation like that. I wasn't aware you had to have 28 degrees. I thought you could just turn it on and go with it about any time. But you can't.
No, 28 degrees, at least for our equipment. We have three guns. Our limitation is actually water because we pump out of a well.
Okay.
And we can pump it. We pump brown snow sometimes. Somebody wasn't paying attention. and we have to wait till it refills.
Talk about your brown winter now.
Yeah, right.
Oh, goodness.
But anyway, we're in good shape. We'll move it around. The couple days before the event, we apply the snow to the in-run. That's the ramp that the skiers come down off the tower.
Yeah.
It's a nighttime event. Two dozen people shoveling and moving snow around. It's quite an event. If there's activity now, it intensifies as the days grow near because there's some things you just can't do too much in advance.
I can imagine.
So, again, we're good at it. We're blessed with a lot of volunteers. There are competitions around the East where they have to raise money to do everything. They raise money for their ski jumping, for their snowmaking and grooming and everything. Our Jump Fest in the Salisbury Winter Sports is 100% volunteer run, and we're grateful for that.
Yeah, that's incredible because volunteers are becoming hard to get by these days.
Oh, they are.
In all places.
If you're working with a nonprofit, you get to know people in other nonprofits, and you talk amongst them yourselves, and you learn more and more that everything hinges on volunteers. You know, even more important than fundraising, getting money for your cause, volunteers are the most important element of any small nonprofit. And everybody's always vying for more volunteer help. But we have a lot, and we're grateful for it.
Yeah, and then people can go to your website as well if they want to get involved, as it says, to volunteer.
Oh, absolutely. And, absolutely. Yeah, we're always looking for more.
So essentially, let's talk some of the basic points here before we end. The human dog sled race, which I've heard a lot about. As I told you, I'm not a cold weather person, so odds are you won't see me there.
Yeah. Did you check out the video? There's a video there on the home page.
Yeah, I've been checking out a load of the videos. Now, as far as people that want to get involved in that, how late do you cut this off? Because that's on Friday, February the 2nd. So we have
you can pretty much register up to the day before.
Right up to the day before.
Maybe even that morning. I'm guessing. I'm pretty sure we'll take you right up to the last minute. Register online. That's something relatively new that we're doing, and that makes life more efficient.
Oh, it does. The homepage is fantastic on that because you have the human dog sled races and registration button. You have the snowball fundraiser registration button. Same with the Jump Fest and all the individual events. So, you know, I have to say, you guys.
3 days, the whole schedule of events for Jump Fest.
Yeah, you guys have a nice, clean website that's easy to navigate.
It hasn't always been that way, but lately it is.
No, it's fantastic. And, you know, again, watching the videos, I'm on the front page right now watching this person fly by me. There he goes.
it's wild. Yeah, it's a wild sport. I'm always amazed every year that there are people who've lived here their whole lives that have never been. You know, they've heard about it, of course. Yeah. They know about it, and they forget it's going on, or they got other stuff going on. And every year, people show up and say, I've known about this for years. I'm finally coming. And they can be as far away as New Haven. People have heard about it through our marketing efforts, and so every year we get a bunch of newbies, and they say, "We'll be back," because it's just so cool, so unique. And, on Monday morning, if they're standing around the water cooler, if that even exists anymore, they've got something very, very cool to talk about.
Yes, I'm sure. As far as attending, you don't have to register ahead, do you? You just come to the ski jumps?
You're talking about the human dog sled race.
Though. No, to the jumps people, in general. To
no,
any
you
of the
can
events.
Buy tickets online if you want, or you can just come.
Buy them at the so-called door.
Pardon?
Can you buy them at the so-called door?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, at the ticket trailer.
Yeah, and the parking is down back. Because what's interesting I've noticed is that the weekend of the event, a lot of times you'll drive through town and you don't know there's an event going on back there.
That's right.
I mean, it's kind of weird.
You don't even know there's a 70-meter tower back there. The signage will guide you in. It's about two blocks off of Main Street, I guess, if you're going to use a city analogy. There's a big field. Parking is free. And you buy your ticket right there and walk down the country road for a ways, and you're there.
And
you want
there.
To dress warmly.
Yep.
It's winter, after all. Whether it's Friday, it's the nighttime or daytime, you want to dress warm, warm footwear, because you're going to be standing on snow. There are bonfires there. You can buy food. We have the cook shack there for burgers and dogs, and there's a food truck, Low and Slow. They do a variety of different foods. You can get all kinds of beverages, from craft beer to hot cocoa to hot toddies. And it's $15 a person for adults. Children 12 and under are free. We want to encourage young people to come. So if you've got young people in your life, children, grandchildren, neighbor children, bring them along. It won't cost them anything to get in. And if they really like what they see, these kids, they can join our team. a ski jumping team. They can learn to they wouldn't learn on the big hill. We have three hills there, 20 and 30 meter and the big 70 meter, but they learn on the baby hill. We got about 30 kids who come from the surrounding area who jump consistently. It's an interesting sport. Some kids aren't drawn to team sports like baseball or football or soccer, but this is a kind of sport that they would like to get involved with. There's a lot of camaraderie. It builds character. Let me tell you, when a child confronts their fear and overcomes it and can launch themselves into midair and land successfully and with grace, it does something for their confidence that few other things can. So there are a lot of benefits to jumping besides just getting out in the wintertime and getting exercise.
Yes, for sure. That is a confidence builder, for sure.
It is.
Like I say, I'm one of those guys, I look at it and it gives me the chills. But
I get it. I mean, young kids, a couple people on our board who have jumped as children. But most of us have not. Maybe they have children who did or whatever.
You include yourself? Have you jumped?
No. Not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
I slipped and fall a couple of times.
Okay.
That was by mistake.
That wasn't a graceful landing either, right?
No, I have the utmost respect for anybody who does it. And they don't learn, you know, that's not the first thing they learn is to jump off a 70-meter hill. They start incrementally. We started as young as 7 or 6 years old, and they start on the baby hill, and they're not pushed. You know, they go at their own pace. Nobody makes them do something they don't want to do, but when they're ready, they do it, and they succeed.
Now, that is something you do outside of the ski jumps here. This is a whole other project of its own where the kids
Yes, that's ongoing. That started before Christmas.
Okay.
Because if we can make snow, and we do, believe it or not, we're making snow around Thanksgiving usually every year because we have some cold nights. Again, all we need is 28 degrees, and we'll make snow. And the first thing we do is to move it over to the baby hill. So that there's snow for that, and then the kids, as soon as we have that, the kids start practicing, and then on Christmas week, we have a 2-day ski jumping clinic where we have coaches and parents, and we get about 30 or 40 kids for that, and it's 2 days of learning. We take newbies, kids who've never been ski jumping before, and teach them the fundamentals. And if they like it, they can continue to jump, become part of Team Swasa. And then they can travel, if they want, up to Lake Placid and other points north and compete against their peers. We had an interesting situation this year. We had a really young girl, 5 years old. She allowed her to jump. Usually we don't go that young, but she was so precocious. She jumped for the 2 days of the weekend. The next weekend, she went up to Lake Placid to jump to compete, and she got a medal.
A five-year-old.
It's a rare sport where within the same season of starting, you can end up competing against going to like the seat of the American Olympics up to Lake Placid. You know, it's very cool. Kids get a lot out of it. And some of our kids traveled to Alaska last summer for summer jumping. Jumping on plastic, and a handful went to Norway too for the same thing to jump in the summer. Our eventual goal is to have our junior jumps year round. That's going to be quite costly, but the 20 and 30 meters we hope to put the plastic down so the kids can jump year round.
That's incredible.
So every year we, you know, whatever money we make, we're a nonprofit, of course, so we're not making a profit. We're sinking everything we get into improving the facilities. Right. The big tower itself was rebuilt in 2010. We raised over $700,000 from people and rebuilt the tower.
Yeah, we're just mounting a
capital campaign to raise money for the middle-sized hill, the 30, for the same thing. It's 75 years old, ready for a rebuild. One year we put lights up for the kids to jump in the evenings. So you know, we're always doing something. We built the cross country course that I referred to earlier. And one of these days, we're trying to get permission to build a pond, so that we don't have to pump water out of a well for snowmaking. And yeah, it goes on and on. Every year we take whatever we make and try to improve the facilities a little bit.
That's great. So she's running a good part of the year then. It's not just the ski jump time.
Right. Yeah, there's something going. Yeah, in terms of activities, we have something going on about half the year. We have a golf tournament in September, for example, as a fundraiser. And about a month later, we have the Brewski Fest, which is a beer tasting event in October. And then the 1st of December, we have the Ski Swap, which is a great event. People can come and buy used sports equipment for their kids or new stuff at very reasonable prices. And then we have the Jump Camp at the end of December, and then Jump Fest. About half a year, it seems we've got something going on. And then we have maintenance. We have ongoing things. We're rebuilding something or other throughout the year. Yeah, there's a lot going on there. It's just not that weekend. Yeah. The kids jump as our junior jumpers jump as long as the snow holds out, which can be into March pretty well, or beyond. All depends on Mother Nature. There's a lot going on there.
Well, that's fantastic, and it's great to hear about what's coming up. Jump Fest 2024, February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. If you want information and lots of information, go to jumpfest.org, and you can go out there and join the crowds watching, maybe participate in the human dog sled, all kinds of things to do.
All kinds of things to do.
Be merry, right?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, Willie Hallahan, who has been with the Jump Fest people for a long time, we thank you. And once again, folks, jumpfest.org.